It's Wednesday, everybody. Welcome back. I have an amazing interview with you all today, and is with Desiree Petrich, which ew, when you listen at the beginning, you're going to get to hear a lot of how we met. But Desiree and I actually started our podcast within about, I think, 2 weeks of each other, and we have hit it off. Desiree is an amazing individual who is doing, I mean, if you can think of almost anything you can do, she's probably doing it. She has written a book that is coming out that we're going to share about in a few weeks. And I'm so excited to share with you all because if you're listening to this live, the book will be coming out in May and you can check out her website to actually go and get on the pre-launch list and get the book as soon as it's released. She has a podcast called Lead with Confidence. Like I said, we started just within a few weeks of each other. She brings on amazing guest speakers. She herself has just amazing content that she talks about. And then her business is Intentional Action. And this business is where she goes around to corporations, especially where she is up in Minnesota, but even across the country a little bit, talking about taking that intentional action, but especially with your leadership. And in this episode, we kind of hit on a lot of different things. Anywhere from about leading by example and how that isn't just in our professional lives, but it's also in our personal lives, that we can lead. And leading by example means that we're just having to share what we're going through, what we are learning, and share it with those around us. And then ultimately, and it's a lot of what her book is about and what she just talks about when she's in rooms, and masterminds, all the different things. But about how we get to choose the life that we're living and how important that is for us to learn, and that we can prepare ourselves to do that and we get to choose it. It is ultimately up to us. We can have so many people, so many podcasts, so many books that we are learning, listening, and taking in. But until we take the actual action and that put that intention behind it, it doesn't really matter. So you can be ingesting and intaking all of this stuff, but until you actually take the action, that's what it ultimately leads to. And that's what she talks about is it's in her book. It's in her workshops. It's what she just speaks about. And she has so many different labels. But here I think is an amazing way to show you just someone I have met and connected with on a whole different level who I did not know until November of 2023. So just a few short months and I got to learn even more about Desiree here. And now it's your opportunity to get to learn more about her, what she does, what she's gone through and what she's learned along the way. And hopefully you guys can take away a few key things and those nuggets to really start implementing and taking action in your own life as well. Because that is my goal with this podcast is hopefully you are getting inspired and you are getting motivated by not only me, but all of the guest speakers that are coming on. And my life has been kind of crazy recently, if you've kept up with me, and I've talked a lot about on it here, just the transition that I'm going through. And everyone's lives looks different. And that's what I love about bringing these guests on, like Desiree, to share with you what they're going through and how they've gotten through it and learned from it so that you hopefully, if you resonate with them or their story, you can learn something, take it away, and start implementing that and taking action in your life. So I will stop rambling at this point and let's get started with the episode. Welcome to the Imperfectly Impactful podcast. My name is Catherine, and I am a proud, high-achieving woman overcoming the relentless pursuit of perfection and weight of people-pleasing. Come with me as we discover how embracing your imperfections can lead to immense growth and enable you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others. From candid conversations to empowering stories, I will guide you to unleash your full potential and craft your unique path to impact. Join me every week as we celebrate imperfection, cultivate self-acceptance, and prove that even the most imperfect journeys can lead to the most impactful destinations. So let's get started. Well, welcome everybody to the Imperfectly Impactful podcast again. I am thrilled today to have Desiree with me. She and I actually met when we both were considering starting a podcast back in the fall, so 2023. Didn't really get to talk much, I think, then about ourselves. And even since then, now that we're in a mastermind together, we've gotten to know each other more. But I'm excited for today to dive in more to her story and what she can share with all of us. As she has had her own business, she's gone through
crazy couple of years, I think, with your family all around, and it's really made you who you are today and gotten you to this point with an amazing book launching, an event that's coming up in a few months. So Desiree, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here, actually. You inspired me through the whole process. I mean, I was doing things on my end, but you were doing it in a corporate job. So I'm like, if Kat can do it, like I can do it. Just push through. It's fine.
Yes. I mean, I think though on both ends, I don't have kids. You have kids. And there, I mean,
Yeah.
there's just so many different moving parts. You have a family that's had a lot going on the past few years. I mean, we both had things that were like, we just gotta push through and get through it. And look at us. We're both here now. We've got our podcast going and there's ups and downs. I know you've had those tough times, like, did I do the right thing? And I've had that thought many times as well. So with that being said, can you share with everyone a little bit of your story these past few years and what got you to where you are today?
Yeah, it ends up being kind of a depressing story. So sorry to start out this way, but I'll just start with the fact that I ended up in a management position shortly after college. I mean, I had a management degree, but I was unqualified. When you talk about unqualified to manage a healthcare facility, I was unqualified. And the fact that it was a dementia facility at that, just made it that much, more intricate, I guess you could say. But I interviewed for an assistant position and ended up walking out with a management position. And I was leading with fear most of the time. I didn't want people to know that I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't want them to know that I felt unqualified. I didn't want to share any weaknesses with them. And so, 6 months later when COVID hit, that wasn't really an option anymore. 99% of everything was out of our control from the fact that I could not only not leave the building, I couldn't leave my office without gloves and a mask and a face shield, sometimes a gown. And so I really had to start working on myself. It wasn't an option to be a bad leader anymore. I was 6 months postpartum. Like, it wasn't an option to feel out of control with my weight and my health anymore. Like, I had to take back some control. And there was like 1% of anything that I control. And that was my own mindset. So, started reading a lot of personal development, did all the things, started reading 60 to 100 books a year. And long story short, COVID, kind of started to wrap up, and I felt like I'm done here. I have to move on. I need a new challenge. I need to do something new. And I ended up getting a part-time position at a chamber of commerce, which helped me to grow my network. I was 5 months pregnant at the time. Like, I was super excited to do all the events, dive into personal development. Not only that, but I got to create the events for other people to dive into personal development, which was amazing. But being in Minnesota, there happened to be a blizzard one day, and I got a phone call from my nurse that said, if you don't deliver today, there's a risk of having a stillborn just because of a medical condition that I happened to get somehow called cholestasis. I won't go into the details of it, but we went in. I had my son. And on 2/22/22, almost born at 2:22 a.m. We were about 30 minutes away.
Wow.
But because of the blizzard, when we found out that his left lung hadn't expanded, he wasn't breathing on his own, we couldn't get anywhere. We couldn't get to the NICU, the fixed wing planes, helicopters, all the things. They couldn't get to us. So in that moment, I mean, coming back to the personal development and the leadership of it all, it was, I can't control the doctors. They're the only ones who know what they're doing. Even though they didn't have the equipment, they didn't have the staff, the knowledge to take care of this infant, I had way less, authority to do so. So the only thing that my husband and I could control in that moment was our mindset. And we somehow got through it all. He got to the NICU, spoiler alert, he's great. He just turned two, so he's fantastic. But 24 hours after we got home from the NICU, just a month later, I got a call that my mom had had a stroke. And because of the COVID restrictions, I wasn't allowed to see her because I had a newborn who wasn't allowed in the ICU. So I only got to see her three times between when she had her first stroke and when she ended up passing away 2 months later. So as you can imagine, there was a lot of regret in that, all of the things. But also it was a matter of, again, I can't control the fact that I can't see her. So how can I
make sure I'm still doing everything that I need to do to raise my two kids. I have a four, at the time she was 2.5, a daughter. And so there was just a lot of intricacies that went into it. And prior to that time, I could have told you that nothing bad had ever happened to me. Nothing bad had ever happened to me. And since then, I've lost six, maybe seven family members from everything from suicide, old age, strokes, heart attacks. I mean, you name it. And so I can't say that anymore.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot that happened at one time. But you're here now, and I think you've learned a lot from it because it's been 2 years, I think, since your mom passed and all that happened.
Yep, it'll be 2 years in May.
Okay, so during these 2 years, what has gotten you through and really pushed you to start pushing those boundaries and still being here and showing up every day? What do you contribute that to?
The funny thing is it took me a long time after my mom passed away to even think about it. Like, why am I doing okay? Why am I not more depressed? Why have I not hit rock bottom? Why? Like, it almost felt shameful in a way that I was still doing okay. Like, that I was still living and thriving in a world where she wasn't here. I tell this story all the time. It's so stupid that I'm getting choked up right now. But I think what it came down to, and I wrote a book on this, is that I had prepared for it. Obviously, I didn't have that like mindset at the time. I'm preparing for something terrible. That wasn't the point. But because of COVID and because of having to take control of my mindset in that moment or across, those 2 years that we were dealing with COVID, I was preparing my mind and my body in that time so that even though I had just had a baby, I still wanted to read. Like I still had that desire. I still wanted to stretch. I still wanted to move my body. I still was cognizant of what I was eating. I still wanted to get good sleep. Like all of those habits that I had been working on, even when nothing was on the line, even though it didn't matter and I could have very easily sat back and not done any of those things, I chose to be intentional about creating that life I wanted to live. And those things don't go away. Once you learn them, like they're yours. You get to keep those moments and those lessons, those failures and the successes. So through all of that, I was preparing. And so I think what allowed me to not break, when it very could have easily could have broken me was the preparation that I had had. And so now I am motivated and inspired by my own story, which seems kind of weird to say, but I want to share that with other people. And it's like, I don't want you to have this apocalyptic mindset. That's not the point. It's not waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's the exact opposite. It's, I know that even though the other shoe will drop, because this is life, this is life, it's going to happen. So even though I know that, I'm not going to let that deter me from living my absolute best life right now. And the other thing that I always tell people is take what you want, leave what you don't. My journey doesn't have to look like yours, but you get to decide. You get to create that. And so the framework that I've created that I put into my book that I teach is that we all get to create this foundation ourselves. We get to pick and choose the pieces that we want to focus on and the relationships that we want to have, the ones that we spend time on, and the ones that we create boundaries around. Those are all decisions that are yours.
I think that's amazing. I mean, how you've been able to take that and you found that in your journey, and now that's what motivates you and inspires you to then share with others. That's when you know that you have like this passion and purpose behind it because you've also lived it and you can help people. And I know I've seen it. You have been able to help so many and you are still helping others. The other thing I keep thinking about when you're talking is the fact of controlling the uncontrollable and where we can't control the uncontrollable. But you were able to fall back on the things you could control. You knew you could control when you were working out, that you were with your family, spending the time. You picked those things and knew those are the things you could control because everything else was out of your hands. And that's, I think, with anything in life, when we get to that point, it's we can't control when someone gets sick. We can't control when a disaster happens. We can't control when 2020 happened and COVID shut the world down. So what do we do instead? We have to turn to what we can control and do for ourselves. So it's beautiful to see how you learn that and you've been able to apply it the past few years. And then now you have your business, you have both Intentional Action, the LLC, you have your book that you're writing, you have Lead with Confidence, your podcast, your event, that's all tied into all of this. And it's all back to leadership. And I know you've mentioned it so many times already, but what does leadership ultimately mean to you? What has drawn you to it, and what does it mean?
Well, I can go back to every experience that I've ever had being based on either really good leadership or really bad leadership. I mean, I told you my story. I was the bad leader. They say that you are qualified to teach the person you once were, and I was the person, like to a T. They write books about people like me. I worked my way through that to the point where when I left, like my staff, they gave me gifts and hugs and like were so kind and gracious. And I owe so much to them that they stuck it out with me. Like they were 50, 60 years old and they did not need to be there. Like they stuck it out with me and I will forever be grateful for that. But that bad leadership on my end, the good leaders that I've seen, but then also, I'm not going to go too deep into it, but I talk a lot in my book. I have an entire chapter on the leadership that my mom was experiencing, both the leaders above her and her leadership, and how she knew that she wasn't the best leader that she could be. She was hiring people for the wrong reasons and sticking it out for the wrong reasons to the point where I think if you didn't look too hard, you might blame her job, the stress that she was under on the fact that she had a stroke. I mean, if you associate strokes with stress, you would could very easily draw that conclusion. I know that that's not the case. And it's because my mom and I had such a, it wasn't a mom-daughter relationship. It was a we were best friends relationship. And so we talked about those things. And that's something I'm drawing closer to as the book comes out. I'm like, people are gonna read this. Like I tried so hard to make sure that no one was put in a bad light because I don't think good leadership, bad leadership, wherever you are on that spectrum, you are learning. And as long as you're putting intentionality into what you're learning, you are growing and you're doing something that most people aren't taking the time to do. So I think it's hard. It's hard to read something like that and not be maybe even offended by it, but that's not the intention. And that's what I always say in my coaching style, my leadership style is that I'm aggressively friendly. You could even maybe call me a little bit like blunt. But it's because you could classify me as a motivational speaker, but I'm not here to motivate you. You have to do that yourself. You have to motivate yourself. I am here to get you to think differently. I am here to get you to think about things that you maybe hadn't thought about. I'm here to make you maybe a little bit uncomfortable because I think that's where a lot of big change happens. And you know just as well as I do, Jess Fergio, she does a fantastic job of making you really uncomfortable
Oh, yeah.
sometimes. Yeah. And so
But she gets her point
she's strong.
across. But that's
She
part
does.
of
And
it.
I swear to God, the number of lessons I've learned since meeting her is just like unmatched. But that's who I want to be for other people. And like I said, take what you want and leave what you don't. And if what you don't want is to grow and change and be uncomfortable and learn new things, I'm not for you
Yeah.
know? But there are so many people who need a little bit of that tough love. They need someone to ask them the question because you have the answer.
Yep.
I'm not here to give the answer to you. You have it. You just need someone willing to ask you the right question.
Yep. And I think that's the, I don't even know where to start with it because it's tough because you're going to have the people who don't want to hear it and they just shut down. And then you have the people who want to hear it. And then you have the people in between that don't really know where to sit. They don't know if they can deal with the uncomfortable. Can they deal with the kind of bluntness? And I actually said the same thing to my own coaching client. So I had my first call on Monday with her, and she was sitting there. And finally, I was talking through multiple different things. And I finally said, look, take what you want, leave what you don't. Because in the end, it's up to you, and you have to do what's right for you, your business, your life, whatever it is. And until you figure that out, just make notes, take it in, like sit on it. But if it's not right, then just leave it. But I'm going to tell you what I think and based on my experiences. Or I mean, I even threw some stuff at her that Jess taught me, and I was like, hey, this is what my business coach taught me. Like, take it or leave it, whatever you want to do. But hopefully, and it's just funny to see that be passed down because I think that's something in what you do in your workshops and in your trainings and everything. And what anyone does is when you're passing it down to those leaders, they're then going to pass it down to the other potential future leaders and those hourlies. So it's amazing to see and have people like you and others who do go in and are here to help the good, the bad leaders, whoever they are, kind of ultimately figure out who they are, and then they get to pass that on. Whether it's good or bad, who knows? But that's kind of the cool part, is you're getting to touch so many other people along the way.
Yeah. And I hear you say bad leadership, and I'm like, I don't like that term. I've used it j multiple times in just like the last 20 minutes. But I think it's a hard distinction because you don't want to say a bad leader. There's no such thing. There's new leaders. There's new leaders. There's unexperienced leaders. You know, there's maybe unintentional leaders who aren't doing as much work as they could to be a good leader, but there's not bad leaders. So I appreciate being able to hear that from your point of view because I think that I need to change my verbiage on that. But it really is incredible. It's when you put in the effort that those changes happen.
Agreed. So I'm going to kind of take this, what we've been talking about, because we're talking like we don't want to say bad leaders, and we don't want to say, I don't even know. I don't know the right word for it right now. We're going to come up with this eventually. But you have talked about winning, and it's been very apparent recently for your life is leading by example. So we'll get away from saying bad. So how do you lead by example for your other leaders, the ones you're training, the ones you're around, the ones you're in workshops with, when you're speaking on the stage? How are you leading by example in your life, and how, why has that become so important for you?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say preach, but I preach this all the time. You need to lead by example. If you are a leader, parent, a teacher, even if you're just an individual who wants to have an influence over under other people, you want to, you know, leave people with that view of you that you did everything you could to create this amazing life. You are someone who needs to lead by example. That should be your goal. But I was working with a one-on-one client and she said, for my staff, this is what I want to do. I want to lead by example. And I said, amazing. Why don't you feel like you're currently doing that? And she said, well, I'm doing all of these courses. I'm taking the classes. I put in all the work, but like, I don't really talk about it. I said, okay, well, you know, you could look at that two ways. Like you're learning all the things and then you're implementing them, even if they don't see it. But then you're struggling to get them to want to partake in their own personal development because they don't see you partaking in your personal development. They don't see that journey. They just see you all of a sudden having learned this new thing that's amazing, but maybe they feel like they can't do that. So I said, what would it look like for you to lead by example? You talk about it. You talk about what you're doing. You talk about the lessons you're learning, good and bad. You're talking about the things that make you uncomfortable, the things that you did to step out of your comfort zone. You talk about that. So it inspires them to know that if that is their goal to learn and grow and be a better, whatever their profession is, they need to do that. And so I was feeling like a little bit of a hypocrite when we hopped off our call because I'm like, I used to be a Beachbody coach and I look back on my Facebook stories from 3 years ago and I wasn't just talking about losing weight. I was talking about the books I was reading and I was showing the time I was spending playing with my kids. And, you know, I could go on and on. I was 20 stories a day, maybe even a little overkill, but like I'm not doing that right now. You know, I'm crossing off my daily disciplines. I'm stretching, I'm reading, I'm exercising, I'm playing with my kids, I'm cooking healthy food, but I'm not showing anybody. And, you know, I think it can sometimes feel like you're bragging or you're being selfish or you're hyping yourself up for bad reasons. But if my goal is to lead by example, as someone who wants to be a good leader, who wants to coach other leaders, if I want to just influence anyone, it does no good if I'm not sharing that with other people. And I sit in this chair at my desk 95% of the time. We live in a day and age where social media is a tool, not only for the person that is using it for content creation, but for the people that are consuming the content. So why wouldn't we share what we're doing? Not only that, but I recently did a podcast episode about how I had to have this epiphany in order to realize how far I had come. Like it took me hitting rock bottom in a moment to build myself back up again, which, you know, is a whole nother conversation. But I was like, why wouldn't I want to document this? Why wouldn't I want to share to Instagram, even if no one looked at it, for me to be able to look back on 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and say, oh my God, look how far I've come. That's amazing. Like, be proud of yourself for that. And that's what I get to feel when I look back at my stories from 3 years ago. So I'm like, why wouldn't I share that? Why wouldn't I want to lead by example in that way, not only for my peers, for the people that I'm coaching, the people I'm being coached by, and for my kids, for everyone. That's what it looks like to lead by example. You're showing it to people.
That's so it's funny you mentioned that because I've seen you even since we like very first met during the podcast training till now, how much more you're showing up on social media. Like I've seen the difference and I've seen how you're showing up and all of that. So for you to have that epiphany then, I feel like she's doing decent. And then because I have no idea, 3 years ago how much you were posting, but just seeing you has inspired me to want to show up more. I mean, between you and Jess, I mean, you guys are on there like almost every day and you're like just sharing how things are. I'm like, I need to do that more because, like you said, one, there might be nobody watching, but there also might be that one person that needed to hear what you needed to say or what you had to say. And that's how I am with the podcast. And I say this on so many episodes, like, I don't care how many people listen to this. As long as there's that one person who needed to hear it, they heard that episode and they were touched and they were impacted by it. Like, that's what's important to me. And the same thing with the stories. But then also, I haven't even thought about the whole reflection. Like, it's a documentary almost that we can look back on how we've changed and what we've done. And I know we just got these questions in our mastermind this week of like reflecting back from a few years ago to just 90 days ago, 30 days ago, 7 days, 24 hours. And I sat there and I realized we don't celebrate our wins a lot. We really don't look back and realize the things that we do. I didn't even realize how much I've done in just 6 months, how much I've done in 90 days. And I was like, oh, wow, why haven't I celebrated any of this? I'm about to start your mastermind. You asked the question, well, how are you going to reward yourself when you hit your goal? And I went, that's a great question because I don't usually do. I go buy myself a coffee and then I just keep going with my day. I don't know. But it's just the funny things of we don't realize that. And I know you said this was like an epiphany you had just recently because I listened to the podcast episode and actually inspired me to do my own podcast episode too. But can you share like how that's already affected you in just a short period of time since you had that epiphany?
Which one? I feel like I have one every day.
So especially like the wins, like how since you recorded that episode, because obviously it came out last week, but you probably recorded it a few days in advance. Between then and now, how has that changed your perspective on like your wins in your life?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, like today, I sent a message to Jess. She better listen to this and feel really darn good
Was
because
gonna
she has
say,
a
we're
lot
giving her
of
a lot of shout
impact.
outs here.
But I sent her a message this morning and I just said, I journal every night and it asks for a gratitude. And today I put you. I put the fact that you created a space for us to feel uncomfortable and need that, a safe space to feel uncomfortable. So I could have posted that to my stories, but there's something that you get about sharing that with an individual. And that's a win for me to realize that. That gets to now be a win for Jess. I shared on my stories today about the question that I've been asking myself to wake up early. The fact that I can wake up at 5 a.m. most mornings, that's a freaking win. Like, that is a
Girl, I
win.
used to. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. And so it's like I shared that, and now someone might be impacted by this question that I ask myself, which is if I don't get any other time today to work out or journal or read or write, whatever, am I okay with that? And the answer is always no. Like, I need this time to myself. That's a win. I'm not only celebrating that win in the sense that I'm like, that was a big deal. Like, that little 2 minute conversation I had with myself that ultimately resulted in me getting up and doing the thing that I said I was going to do. A, that's leading by example. But B, if I document that, someone else might be able to use that question. Someone else might be inspired to wake up in the morning and do the thing that they've said they're going to do for the last 5 years. I don't know. It's celebrating those wins, but then the last piece of that is the connection and community piece of it. The number of people that have messaged me and said thank you for that. It's like you don't get that connection anywhere else. You don't get to build those relationships online unless you're willing to be vulnerable and share those things. And I mean, out of all the epiphanies that I have, that's usually what it comes down to, is it's like I could choose the better life, the bigger life, the more impactful life if I just get over myself. That's what those epiphanies come down to. If I get over my negative mindset around them and I'm willing to be uncomfortable and I'm willing to go first, which is usually what it is a lot of the time, I'm willing to say it out loud, That's what creates those connections in the community that I so desperately want.
That was good. That was good. That was a great, like, tie it with a bow on top and everything. That was good. I love it. And then I want to, because of all of this, I think it's a great lead way into your book, because you do have, with everything, these all the multiple epiphanies, getting over yourself and having to just realize things need to be put out there. You've written a book and it's coming out in May, which is so exciting. I can't wait, because I'm going to read it as soon as it comes out. So I'll be waiting and sitting until I can. But tell everyone, all the listeners, a little bit more about the book, why you wrote it, and what is it all about?
So it's kind of like my conference. Like I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's a thought in the back of my mind. I'm not going to do it. And then someone says something and I'm like, oh yeah, I should do that. Like that was exactly what happened with the conference, with the book, with the podcast, all the things. But specifically the book, everyone thinks about writing a book. I mean, if you're listening to this, I guarantee you'd raise your hand if I asked you, have you ever thought about writing a book? Like it's always something in the back of your mind. But it takes sometimes something happening that makes you feel worthy of writing a book. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing. The fact that you are alive and breathing and potentially still positive means you are qualified. But sometimes it does feel like you need that extra thing. And my story, like I feel like it could impact a lot of people. And I don't want to hide that from anyone. And I listened to a podcast the other day where it said it should almost be like a rite of passage to write a book. Like one day my daughter will have this. Like the stories that I never thought to tell her, she will have these stories to someday read and know her mom better. So with all of that being said, like a lot of the stories that I wrote in the book were happening in real time. There is an entire chapter in there about how 2 years after my mom passed away, my grandpa passed away in the same hospital that my mom was at. And the mini epiphanies that happened when I went into a doctor to tell them about the fact that I had gained a ton of weight and there's something wrong with me. I swear to God, there's something wrong with me. I can't lose weight. And she asked me questions. It was funny timing because at the time there was a reel going around that it's like, are you drinking enough water? Are you sleeping? Are you eating healthy? You know? And I was like, nope. And the doctor said the same thing. You know, it's like people not sugarcoating things. That's in my book. I went to my chiropractor and I was kind of telling him what was going on. He's like, I think it's a good thing this happened to you. Like, not obviously that my grandpa died, but the fact that I was sitting in my feelings about it, because he said, you're going to have so much more empathy for people going through things than you would have otherwise. That's what makes you qualified. That's what makes you a good coach and a better human, honestly. And so these stories in the book, they're everything back from as early as I can remember, you know, my junior high years, all the way till real time of just the things that I'm learning and going through, and the best advice that I've had in my life, and the worst business advice that I've had in my life. And like the last chapter is just the 10 things I haven't told you about in this book yet, but you have to know. Like I've read it. I read a lot, 60 to 100 books a year, and I would read this book. Like I'm just so excited about it. I'm so thankful to have been pushed to do it. I couldn't bring it back to a certain moment, but I'm just, whatever that moment was, I'm so thankful for it.
Was, if you could choose one thing, there's gonna be multiple, I know, in your head, but what's the one thing you hope people take away from it?
That you get to choose. The subtitle of the book is literally how to choose the life you lead. And I think that so many of us, me included, we get in this negative mindset, this rotating hamster wheel of feeling like life is happening to you and not taking the initiative and not being intentional about choosing the life you want to lead. There will always be so much that's outside of your control. There's so much that's in your control too. And we just have to flip the switch, look at the glass half full, you know, we have to make that choice. And until you do, you know, it is what it is. And I hate to say that, but it's like, I can't motivate you. I can't motivate you to have that thought. I can't motivate you to read the books, listen to the podcasts, do the personal work. That's something you have to do yourself. And honestly, anyone listening to this, they've already made that decision because otherwise they wouldn't be listening to this podcast.
Oh, yes.
So be proud, you know, be proud of yourself that you've made that decision to live the bigger life and to want to learn and want to grow. that in and of itself is an accomplishment, but it's the things you learn along the way, the failures and the successes that are really going to start to elevate you and to 10x all of the learning that you're doing. And I mean, if I looked back 2 years ago, there's no way I would have anticipated I was going to start a business and do all of these things. Like, you just don't know. Don't put yourself in a box. You just don't know.
Even 6 months. I mean, for myself, I just look back 6, 7 months and I am in a completely different spot. I would have never expected. And I share that a lot. It's every day the decisions we make and the things we do are really just what they can be life-changing, and you don't realize it in the moment until you take the step and you do the action. And I mean, I say I'm an action taker, but there are times that I just don't want to do it either. But it's when you take the action, you do the next step. That's when you start to figure out who you are and what you really want to be doing. So I'm so excited because you've done a lot and you're doing a lot. I mean, I get to join your mastermind because it starts when we record this, it starts tomorrow. So I'm so excited for that as well. But you've got the event, you've got the book, you've got all your workshops you do throughout the year, helping different companies and individuals. If there's one piece of advice or one last, I don't even know, thing you want to leave with the listeners, what would that be?
Honestly, the title of my company is Intentional Action. There's something to be said about having good intentions. It's great to intend to get healthier or intend to have a better relationship with your spouse and your kids. You have good intentions to do all of these things, but life will not wait for you. You cannot hit the pause button on life like I do on my workouts when I can't breathe, right? Like, it's just not an option. So I think switch your mindset from having good intentions. Everyone can have those. Get really intentional about the actions you're taking. And just figure out what that means to you. Don't try and follow anyone else's rule book. You have to make your own.
What I'm doing right now with this big change for me, it's a big thing is that intentionality and making sure there's action behind it, not just saying I'm going to do it, but actually putting in the habits, putting in the reps to do it. So I hope all the listeners out there can take this as well and take it away because that is so important to start implementing into your life and our lives just every day. All right, Desiree, I'm going to put everything in the show notes, but please let everyone know how they can connect with you.
I spend most of my time on LinkedIn. I'm trying to get better, as you've heard, with Instagram, just showing up in my stories real time as it is. But I also have my website, DesireePetrick.com. You can find everything about my conference, my book, my podcast is there, and my podcast is Lead with Confidence. I hope you'll take a listen. Kat and I started almost exactly the same time. Like, I think within like 2 weeks. So we're both newbies, and I think we're both crushing it. So you know what?
I think so
Cheers,
too.
girl.
I know. Go us.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Desiree, for being here.
Yes, thank you. I love it. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining me today as we continue our journey of self-discovery and empowerment. If you have found value in our conversations and stories, we would love to hear from you. Please take a moment to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and/or share on your social media. Together, we can create a supportive community that embraces imperfection and is learning what makes us truly impactful. So, until our next episode, keep celebrating your imperfections and cultivating self-acceptance. I believe in you. Until next time.